We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
And good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez in studio for you, taking your home improvement questions and turning them into answers at 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at star 930. You can text us at 30930. You can email me, hammertime@cortez.net. And you can check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, outdoor kitchens with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet light made for indoor and outdoor kitchens. Better Living, great sunroom product line, solar shades, retractable awnings. By the way, the Better Living sunroom product line is the only one on the market with a 50-year transferable, non-prorated warranty, something to be aware of. Our handyman service, including Handyman for a Day, all there for you at Cortez.net. And the showroom open till 1 o'clock. Aubrey standing by in the showroom to show you around all of our products at 2300 George Urban Boulevard in Depew. Stop in and see Aubrey till 1 o'clock today. Also going on today is the Buffalo Living Tour, and it goes till 5 o'clock this afternoon. It started at 9 o'clock. Paul Maurer joins us on the live line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. You got a great day for the next edition of the Buffalo Living Tour today till 5 o'clock, and you got some very interesting locations to talk about.
Yeah, we've got six really beautiful apartments for rent, and they're all over the North Towns today. So we're starting at 1700 Worley Drive, which is called the Remington Woods, and that's our headquarters, so people can check in here and get a brochure, pamphlet, and then travel from one to the next either by free shuttle, or they can drive to each as well, either way they want to go. We've got shuttles all ready to go. People are coming up and taking a look at this beautiful place here.
Yep. Do we have a theme here, Paul, this edition of the Living Tour? Are these all retirement-style living environments?
Two of them are, actually, Dominic. We do have the Amber Lee, which is the first time we're having them on our tour. And we also have Vinecroft. They were in this last year. Both places love to show themselves off, and they are retirement living options. Belvedere also is a great place for retirement. That's on Harris Hill up in Lancaster. It's like a resort up there, gorgeous place.
And you've got some prizes to give away today, too. Tell us about them.
I'm sorry.
Tell us about the prizes that you're giving away.
Oh, yeah. If you see them all six of them, you can win a weekend in Ellicottville, Shays, M&T Broadway series tickets, a $1,200 gift certificate, lunch or dinner at different restaurants, and non-Bison tickets, et cetera. But the top prizes are great. You know, we've never had them this big, the whole weekend in Ellicottville to win, and then the Shays.
Great.
It's, so if you see them all, we put you in the drawing, and you could win those.
Now, you have a shuttle, but you could drive it as well.
Sir, pardon me?
You said you have a shuttle, but you could drive as well if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Either way, some people like to just go independently in their cars. Others take the shuttle from here at 1700 Worley at the Remington Woods, so they can park here. There's plenty of parking to the next door, and then they can go from here to the next on the shuttles.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you later. We'll be stopping out to your sites, and we are anticipating a great weather day for this. So this is the Buffalo Living Tour, the spring edition, and we start out at Remington Woods on Whirley and head out from there. Paul, we'll see you later.
Thank you, Dominic. Okay. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Paul Maurer from the Buffalo Living Tour. My guest in studio is Anatoly from Ava Roofing. And good morning, Anatoly.
Good morning, Dominic.
Thanks for coming in. Anatoly is a sponsor of the radio and television program. He is a Hammer Time partner, and we're proud to have you in our mix. And the reason that you're there, Anatoly, is because of the quality and integrity that you bring to the industry.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm honored to be on the show as well.
Now, we talked about, there's an enormous subject matter, and I encourage everybody to line up your questions if you have a particular roofing question. There's just so much to talk about when it comes to roofing. The warranty, the proper insurances, the proper method of installation, the proper ventilation. But we're going to start by talking about some little trick that I guess we'll call it, that Ava and his brother, the Ava brothers, worked out with how to properly ventilate a Cape Cod roof. And you kind of have a little proprietary invention, if you will, with a great idea you came up with to ventilate a Cape Cod, which is the most difficult roof to ventilate. The whole idea with a Cape Cod, of course, is there's no overhangs to work with. There's no way to really induce a flow-through ventilation. So you don't have soffits to draw air in. You've got closed cavity with angled finished ceiling against rafters on the Cape Cod section. And you might have a ridge vent, but that's not going to do it alone. So tell us about this trick you came up with to ventilate Cape Cods.
So we're in Western New York, where we have a lot of older homes, Cape Cods and Buffalo homes, that were built 50 to 100 years ago. And it's hard to ventilate those with just your basic soffit to ridge vent concept. And most older homes don't have that. So we figured that if we raise the roof 3/4 inch, and all we have to do is just tear off the old roof, run the 4-inch strip 6-inch center, and put the new deck over it, we create the 3/4 inch to 1.5 inch air gap. And by installing vented drippage and still installing the same ridge vent at the top, we're circling the air bottom up. So we're eliminating the heat in the summer and moisture buildup in the winter.
What a great idea. And that ensures that we get the right air current and preventing the ice formation, which is what it's all about.
So for the most part, it will, but it also depends on how well your attic is insulated.
Sure, yeah, of course. Well, that's a great little trick you've come up with. And anyone who's considering re-roofing and you have a Cape Cod, you should consider talking to Anatoly about that idea of furring the roof up and allowing for the air to flow underneath the roof deck with the furring strips as the way of inducing the air to flow. So that's great. Now let's get into the whole point about ventilation. You really can't have a roof wear and tear well in our climate without good ventilation.
Yeah, so most roofs will fail because of improper ventilation. So if you are installing a 50-year roof and without proper ventilation, you'll probably get 15, 20 out of it. Manufacturer would like to have proper airflow. So if you want to get a non-prorated warranty, they would like to have that ventilation installed properly.
Yeah, because if you want your roof to last, which who's not going to want to have that happen when you're spending all the money to have a roof done, doing the steps to ensure you've got the right airflow is going to ensure that your roof is going to wear longer.
Yes, and when it comes to raising the roof for ventilation, most people, they're a little bit nervous because they think the price will increase by a lot. On average, to raise the roof and to get the proper ventilation, if you don't have it, you're paying about $250 to $3 a square foot, which is on a Cape Cod. If it's 12 to 1500 square foot Cape Cod, you're somewhere in a $3,000 to $4,000. So
that's worth it.
Over the years, you're really getting your money back.
Yep. And do you think that you'll get more wear as well with that style of ventilation?
The roof will definitely last longer.
Mm-hmm. So there's an insurance policy right there unto itself. Line up your questions right now for Anatoly from Ava Roofing at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text us at 30930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Cortiz, your man.
Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to George Irvin and Dick. No, we're not going there. We're going to the Main Street in Hamburg location of the of Lakeshore Savings Bank. Johnny, what are you doing? Double duty?
Hey, good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I'm covering two branches now for Lakeshore, the DePew branch, and now on Main Street in the village of Hamburg. And, you know, Dominic, it feels like going home, old home days again, because I went to St. Francis High School, and I met my wife at Immaculata Academy in Hamburg. And my first banking assignment as a teller way back when, 30 years ago, was on Camp Road in Hamburg.
So there you go. Everything cycles right back to its beginning. And we're so glad to have Lakeshore Savings Bank as a sponsor of the radio program and as a Hammer Time partner. The services that you provide are truly unique, starting with the 3.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit with zero cost.
Dominic, it's been absolutely incredible. As you said, 3.50% locked in for a year, no application fee, no closing costs, no appraisal fee. We walk the customer through a very easy process. We get these processed within 2 to 3 weeks, and you can stop into any Lakeshore Savings Bank branch, whether it be in Chautauqua County or here in Erie County, or you can even apply online at lakeshoresavings.com.
And you're also now paying interest, some sizable interest, on CDs and commercial accounts as well.
Absolutely, Dominic. Listen to this. If you're a CFO or a CEO of a non-for-profit agency, and you want to get 2% on the savings account for your non-for-profit agency, you need to come to Lakeshore Savings Bank. We are paying an incredible rate of 2% on those savings accounts for non-for-profit agencies with a qualified checking account. And Dominic, the minimum balance for both the checking and the savings account is only $500. So it's an incredible value. So please come on in if you're from a non-for-profit agency. We'd love to talk to you.
Now, we haven't lost you from the DePew branch, have we?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm still, I'll be bebopping back and forth here and there.
Okay. So in the meantime, John's at the Hamburg branch. And how about the phone number there, John?
Sure. Yep. I'm here today. We're open till 12 noon. The phone number at the Hamburg branch is 646-9480.
Why don't you repeat that for us?
Sure, that's 646-9480.
For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
What do you do? What do you do when your doctor tells you if you don't start to exercise, you might die? But your heart is so damaged, if you do exercise, it could kill you?
Sterling Heart Care provides passive exercise for your heart and body to help you heal without drugs or surgery. Sterling Heart Care utilizes state-of-the-art ECP therapy to reduce your heart's workload while assisting in increasing blood flow to your heart.
It felt really good to have an answer. At Sterling Heart Care, I can go in and lay down for 1 hour. I can watch TV, listen to music, read a book, or just rest. They wrap bands around my legs and I get the workout my body needs without any of the physical stress. It's actually relaxing. Sterling Heart Care is healing my heart.
Go to sterlingheartcare.com today to schedule your consultation and a trial treatment session. When the stress of exercise is too much for your body, your path to wellness is Sterling Heart Care, where you rest while you heal.
Hi everyone, it's Linda Pellegrino. You may have heard I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region. Happening this October, we'll arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing tour and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo, ending in the foothills of the Alps at scenic Lake Como. Call for booking information, 800-438-7672. That's 800-438-7672. Ciao.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Medical Radio Buffalo. UB School of Dental Medicine is looking for volunteers. If you're a diabetic, 25 years or older, and a non-smoker, you're needed for a research study to evaluate the benefit of supportive periodontal therapy in diabetics. This study requires 5 to 6 visits to UB's dental clinic, and compensation will be provided for time and travel. For information, call Sue at 829-6306. Again, that's 829-6306.
We especially loved the warm atmosphere that we found at Beechwood. We love the welcome home concept.
Beechwood Homes is proud to be the first to introduce person-centered care and household living to Western New York with a completely unique approach to skilled nursing called Welcome Home. This unique setting allows residents the opportunity to become part of an extended family, share in activities, and develop new friendships. Gone are the days of institutional living and rigid schedules. At Beechwood Homes, every opportunity is taken to provide comfort for our residents and peace of mind for their families.
We still want to take care of our mother. We could no longer provide the care for her in a safe environment.
To learn more about Beechwood Homes, call 810-7099 or visit us online at beechwoodcare.org. You won't be disappointed.
I never thought of this as skilled nursing.
Beechwood Homes, skilled nursing in a welcoming community of care.
Welcome Home is really home.
Summer is the best time of year to shop for a furnace. I think that's an obvious statement. Now, fall might be good for air conditioning purchases, but you know what, folks? Right now, there's no better time to tackle your roofing job. Whenever I need a roof done, I call my friend Anatoly from Ava Roofing. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather, so while everyone else is waiting for warm weather, if you call Ava right now, you'll get the same superior service and value without the long wait. Ava's expert foremen are on every job to ensure your roof looks perfect. Ava's fully insured and licensed to work throughout Western New York. When we come back after the commercial break, we're going to talk about the insurance side of the equation. You'll get your written estimate and a drawing for your project on the spot, and you'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call Anatoly at 990-4793. That's 990-4793. You'll get a free estimate, and then he'll come out and do an excellent job for you. Go to avaroofing.com to learn more. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
The time on the radio is 10:24. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is the Home Improvement Hour, also known as Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Be sure to watch Hammer Time TV tomorrow morning at 10:30 on Channel 2. Anatoly, a sponsor of both the radio and television program, we're glad to have you as a sponsor. And we did our due diligence in checking out all of our sponsors, and anybody who is a partner for Hammer Time has to abide by our strict rules of ethics and customer service, and Anatoly and his family do live up to all those standards. Part of it all comes down to the way you run your business, doing it legitimately, and as a roofer, that's a challenge when we talk about the insurance requirements that you're faced to have as a roofing company. Let's set the stage for this, Anatoly, because maybe some homeowners who are shopping for roofing aren't aware of the fact that you need to make sure you hire a contractor who is insured to do roofing. It needs to be actually specifically say that on their policy.
Yeah, so the biggest challenge we face is most of the roofers out there, they do not carry proper roofing insurance. So they know how to do roofing, but they don't know how to properly insure themselves. And it's up to the homeowner in a way to do their homework and make sure that whoever's coming to the site.
So what should a homeowner ask for? Because that's a very good point. You can say you're insured, but you need some proof of that.
So homeowners would ask us occasionally if we have a proof of liability and workers' comp, and anybody can provide that, but they don't really ask if we're insured for roofing.
Right, exactly right. So when we say that, are you insured to do roofing? It needs to actually say that on your policy.
Yes, so for us at Ava Roofing, we're fully insured to do residential and partial commercial roofing, light commercial.
Now let's talk about the consequence of that. I mean, because we live in a state that has the scaffold law, it is conceivable that a homeowner could be liable to an injury if the insurance levels aren't in place to protect them from that, from the contractor.
Yes, so with the 240 labor law, it exposes you to a lawsuit if there's an injury from the fall from the height. And if you don't have that lawsuit will eventually come down to the homeowner's policy.
So when you talk about that, the policy should declare that a contractor has a insurance for roofing. What levels of insurance are we looking for as far as dollar amounts? Do you have an idea for that?
That would probably be a good question from an insurance agent.
Yeah, because I would say that when you talk about the liability side of it and especially protecting from an injury, the limit should be at least $1 million and probably $2 million.
Oh yeah, so yeah, I didn't get the question at first, but yeah, so we do have a $2 million coverage for on our liability.
Okay, so be aware of that, folks. If you are talking about a re-roofing job, that you interview your roofers and that you make sure that they do have the right insurances, that they actually have coverage for roofing, and actually that's declared on their policy. Now, next topic to bring up is strip or re-roof.
We always offer tear-off because of the we can inspect the deck properly, and right. we're able to give you better warranty that way.
Exactly. So I always agree with that, that starting over is always the best. You never know when there's issues that might relate to the way a roof was flashed, especially against a chimney. There may be issues with roof deck integrity, and you'll miss all that if you layer a shingle over. Not to mention, I bet $1 million that if you shingle over, the incidence of blow-off is going to be higher.
Yes, so especially in the past windstorm that we had, we went to many roofs that had second layer on, and a lot of the shingles blew off. And part of it because they were installed with not long enough nails.
Sure, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
If the nails aren't long enough to attach all the way to the roof deck, and you need quite a bit of longer nail to go through some roofing shingles today.
Yeah, so for re-roof, you're required to use 1¾-inch corner nails. But standard is 1¼, and that's a mistake that happens on re-roofs. Roofers will just use regular nails that you use for the one-layer shingle over.
And you should be aware, homeowners, that if you are re-roofing and you're going to layer over, that there is a limit to that, too. You know, the code now does speak to that. You really can't have more than three layers.
Yeah, so you're allowed to put one more layer, so you can have the two total roof layers on
right.
your house.
Can't add the third.
Cannot.
Right. So be aware of that again. You'll get a cheaper price perhaps for a layering re-roof job, but doing it right by stripping. Not to mention the fact that when you strip the second time, if you're stripping two layers, that's going to cost you more too.
Yeah, so the price will go up depending on the layers you have because it will increase the labor time on the project.
When we come back, we're going to be speaking to Anatoly about the quality levels of shingles and what you need to be aware of when you're shopping for shingles as far as that goes, the thicknesses, the warranties, and what impact and importance those have on your decision and how much they do affect the cost of a roof as well. So be ready for that after the bottom of the hour news break. Line up your calls, 803-0930, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell call star 930 or text us at 30930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Coming up to the bottom of the hour and time for the top of the news, Michael Baggerman is standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's the top stories we're following for Saturday, April 13th. A student at the University at Buffalo is on life support after an apparent hazing incident at the Sigma Pi frat house on Custer Street in the city of Buffalo. Campus police and Buffalo police are both investigating the hazing. UB President Satish Tripathi has suspended the activities of all fraternities and sororities on the campus. Al Dershberger, the former commissioner of social services for Erie County, was sentenced to 5 years in prison after he raped a staffer of his in an Albany hotel room 2 years ago. Dershberger will also serve a decade of post-release supervision. New York State is increasing awareness and adding more resources to combat synthetic marijuana. The governor said there's not enough being done to fight the drug, which mimics the effects of marijuana, but with much more dangerous side effects. And it's Record Store Day. Local record shops across the area will have hundreds of exclusive releases. You can see the releases over at WBEN.com and for many, live music all day today. Your WBEN First Alert forecast for your Saturday. We're looking at daytime highs of about 54 degrees in the city of Buffalo. It's about 5 degrees warmer as you get more inland, and it's going to be mostly sunny with a breeze throughout. And Saturday is probably going to be your best day this weekend because tonight we're going to get a little rain overnight around dawn, mostly cloudy across the southern tier, low to 37. And then tomorrow, it'll be cooler with periods of rain, and also a thunderstorm is expected in the forecast tomorrow. High of 47. Monday, it'll be cloudy and breezy with some more rain. High of 45. It's 49 right now in Buffalo. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Their showroom is open in Willitzer Park. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
K is for kitchen. Let Kaz bring your kitchen to its fullest potential with custom kitchen design. Their design coordinators work with you right in their design center to make product and fixture selection a breeze. From free consultation to expert construction, count on Kaz to make the heart of your home a place you truly love. Design your dream home with Kaz. Visit KazHomeImprovements.com. Improving your home from A to Z.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Every April, we celebrate Earth Day, but really, every day should be Earth Day. This April, do some simple things that will have a long-term impact. Buy some LED bulbs that save electricity and last for decades. Plant a tree or start a garden and enjoy the benefits of plants. And buy some reusable grocery bags and keep one in your car. That way, you can celebrate Earth Day all year long. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Now, why would you buy carpet and flooring anywhere else if Carpet Smart will beat any competitor's price? That would really be buying carpet dumb. It's Buddy Shula for Buffalo's Best Carpet and Floor Stores, Carpet Smart Mill Outlet. Carpet Smart will not just meet any competitor's price, but they will beat it. So that means that you will not find a lower price at carpeting and floors than at Carpet Smart. So why go anywhere else? Carpet rolls and remnants, vinyl rolls, vinyl plank flooring, bound rugs, area rugs, and more. Come into any Carpet Smart location right now, cash and carry at ridiculous low prices, or let Carpet Smart install your new carpets and floors within 72 hours of purchase. Don't make the decision so hard on yourself. Go to Carpet Smart. Not only will you get the lowest prices, but you'll get the best service and selection. That's why Carpet Smart is number one in Buffalo. Walden Avenue, Cheektowaga, across from Walmart, at Niagara Falls Boulevard at the 290 Tonawanda. Don't buy carpet dumb, buy Carpet Smart.
Doesn't buying smart feel good? Carpet Smart.
I'm here again with Dean Jackson from Keller Chevrolet at the Keller Corner in Cheektowaga. Dean, the spring sale has been absolutely amazing. It's been crazy at Keller Chevrolet. What are you going to do now?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to keep it going, Todd. Every pre-owned vehicle at Keller Chevrolet will be marked down at least $1,000, maybe $2,000 until April 16th.
Dean, I know you and Charlie don't mark them up to mark them down, but how are you going to give every car $1,000 to $2,000 off and still make money?
In most cases, we won't. That's why it's a real sale. If you've been looking, log on to KellerChevrolet.com and you'll see it's really a sale.
Folks, if you missed it last week, I'm telling you right now, don't miss it this week. Keller Chevrolet has marked down the entire pre-owned inventory. Cars, trucks, commercial, everything. Dean, what a guy.
No, it's Charlie, what a guy.
Find new roads at Keller Chevrolet, 3600 Genesee at Union in Cheektowaga. Call 633-5000 for all the details. Folks, this sale absolutely ends Tuesday, April 16th at 8 p.m. sharp.
Well, you have heard me speak about my Gorilla Floor from Gorilla Garage Gear. Absolutely love it. Had the chance to clean up all the winter grime, and I rinsed it all down with a hose, and then scrubbed it a little and rinsed it all clean. Squeegeed it out. It looks like a new car showroom floor. So easy to keep clean. So good looking. Great for the grandkids to play on. It's a nice, clean surface. You could have one too by calling Joe Afalo at Gorilla Garage Gear. His number is 715-6927. That's 715-6927. When you call Joey, tell him you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and he'll give you $200 off your epoxy garage floor from Gorilla Garage Gear. That's right. Pays to listen to the show, and it really will pay you in spades as far as the enjoyment and ease of care from your Gorilla Garage floor. Call Joe today, 715-6927. Visit him online. Go at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio. And my guest is Anatoly Apanchuk from Ava Roofing. Anatoly, you can tell by his accent, not a Western New Yorker, born in the Ukraine. And how long has your family been here?
So we moved here in 2003, born and raised in Ukraine, in a small village.
What brought you to Western New York?
So my family moved here about 25, 30 years ago. And at that time, my mom, she wasn't ready to make the move. And in 2003, she decided to come here. And,
really?
Yes.
So what did you do in the Ukraine as a living?
Well, for me, I was just causing trouble being a kid.
Uh-huh.
But my dad, he was just mostly just working on a farm, and that was the life of the village boy.
How did you get into roofing?
We moved here. My two older brothers, Vitaly and Stanislav, they were the first ones to get on the construction crew. I was still in school when I first came here, so after I graduated, I just followed the family. So
that's great. And, of course, the work ethic is unmatched by the Ava family, and I recommend them highly. I've got some text questions, and then we've got more discussion about shopping for roofing with Anatoly. First question, is it safe to start painting something today with the temperatures and weather forecast? I don't know. I think I would worry about freezing. And if you can check the forecast and see if we're going to drop below 32 in the next few days, I would probably not paint yet. Although there are paints that are formulated to be able to be used in more freezing-like temperatures. So if you purchase a paint that is formulated for cold weather application, that may be safe. Waiting a little bit longer, though, may be prudent. Next question. Called Ava last November. One more question. Do I have to take pictures and mirrors off the wall? So this must be someone that you're going to be doing a project for.
I don't think it's necessary to take the pictures and mirrors off the wall unless we're doing siding work, because all the pressure's coming from the top, so you're not really laying onto your walls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Better to be safe than sorry if you're concerned about pictures falling off the wall. I mean, we tell our customers to do that because we have had issues where in another room, the way vibrations work, someone lost a Hummel. In another room, unrelated to the room we were working in, a Hummel fell over and broke. So we felt terrible about that. And now we do tell everybody to think about, you know, what might be suffering from vibration. But you're saying generally for roofing, you don't need to worry about it.
Yes, you don't have to. But if it's something valuable, I would not take a risk on it.
Okay. So just like when you purchase carpeting, you look at carpeting and you feel it and you touch it and you think, well, this is thick enough. And you learn about its ounce weight, and that's pretty much how carpets judge, is by the ounce weight. A lot of it has to do with the touch and the feel. Of course, you really don't touch and feel shingles. But how do you judge the quality of a shingle?
So for us, we think that the heavier the shingle, the better, and the longer it lasts. And we use certain T products. We use them for over 10 years, and I believe they're more premium for residential roofings, and their minimum weight starts at 240 pounds. Now, to compare to the original three-tap shingles, that's about 70 to 80 pounds heavier than the older shingle.
When you talk about the pound weight, is that how much a square weighs?
So it would be 2.4 pounds per square foot.
Right. And 240 so 100 pounds. Square feet would weigh 240 pounds, yeah. Right. And when we look at that in terms of the warranty, how does the weight relate to the warranty?
So if there's no ventilation, you'll just get a basic 10-year non-prorated on a 50-year prorated roof shingle. If you have proper ventilation or you correct the ventilation, you can get a certificate of a 3, 4, and a 5-star. 3 will give you 20 years non-prorated, 4-star will give you full 50 non-prorated, and a 5-star, which is the best one in the market. They give you 25 years workmanship and 50 years non-prorated, and it's all from the manufacturers.
Wow. So this is something the manufacturer is providing.
Yes, all the warranties they do.
But you have to obviously fall into place with the issues that you discussed with ventilation.
Yes, so they do require proper ventilation in order to give you the certificate.
You know, again, why would you ignore that when it's so important? And how much does that really add to the job when it has such a big impact on the outcome?
For the most part, it's just a little tune-up on the soffits and the overhangs. It comes more cost-effective. It costs a little more when you have to raise the roof, and that's when you add on.
Yeah, of course. Now, when we talk about ventilation, you know, the idea that the air be able to flow through is key. Sometimes we see air patterns that conflict with each other. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so we see that quite often. So if you have a gabled roof and you don't have any overhangs, so typically you'll have gable on each end, and that would allow the air to move from one way right. to another. And so often we'll see that there's going to be a ridge vent sitting on top of it, and that already conflicts the airflow.
Right. So it's not flow through because the air currents will block each other.
Yes, so you will not have the same draft.
Right. So you have to have air entering and exiting in a pattern.
Yeah, so it's either, we recommend either gable to gable or soffit to ridge vent.
Okay. To the phones we go, East Aurora. And Joe, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Hey, I like your topic here.
Well, thank you.
Question I had was with your roofing guy. I was thinking about just doing the house roof with the steel, you know, and I didn't know what does that run compare to the the conventional shingles, and or he's talking ventilation. I didn't know what your thoughts were with, because I've had some of the spray foam done in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of really like that, but their theory is to seal everything up.
Well, that's a totally different animal. When you talk about spray foam, you talk about really the no need for ventilation. So, if you can afford spray foam and if it's appropriate for the application that you're talking about, it's probably going to be a better solution for issues that we're discussing with ventilation, because you don't need ventilation with spray foam.
Yeah, because I saw those steel shingles too, Dominic, that kind of look like a conventional shingle.
Right.
Steel, and then they have a granular on them. They look like they're super heavy duty. I didn't know what your thoughts were there.
Yeah, let's see what Anatoly has to say about steel roofing in general.
So steel roofing, Dominic, they definitely will last longer, but they also cost a lot more. And especially if you get into designer shingles that look, it's metal, but looks like shingle. And typically you'll spend somewhere from $12 to $14 a square foot. Mm-hmm. That's the going rate on the designer metal roof. And your standard standing seam somewhere in the $7 a square foot.
And so that's still more than a conventional
roof.
Definitely
more.
And how do you feel about the performance of a steel roof as compared to a conventional shingle?
I don't have too much hand-on experience with the metal roof, but I believe they're definitely, they perform better.
When I get the question about, do I go with a metal roof over a shingled roof, I said, is it going to match the architecture of your house? That's how I judge it. You know, if it doesn't match the house, then I don't think it's appropriate.
Yes, and that's really, I guess, the biggest decision you have to make.
Okay. 803-0930, when we come back, we'll speak with Karen in Tonawanda. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, spring cleaning time, right? And have you ever moved the fridge only to be completely shocked by what's collected all winter underneath the fridge? Yeah, dust, hair, maybe a peanut butter jelly sandwich that got slid underneath there and you wondered what happened to it. All kinds of gross stuff that is collecting under there. And pretty much the same thing happens inside your ductwork. Yeah, it collects debris all winter long. And in addition to that, it collects some moisture, which is a ripe breeding ground for a lot of things that you really need to get removed in order to breathe clean indoor air. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, good description of the stuff that may be lurking in your ductwork in the most unsanitary, neglected part of your home that affects your health, for sure. So, we're going to pull on into spring cleaning, and we have Lori there today taking your calls, and she can still get, there's still a couple spots left in April, but you got to call soon. You got to call her today, and don't forget to ask about our medical-grade air purifiers and high-capacity dehumidifiers.
Okay. 683-3000 is the number you're going to dial and speak to Lori. 683-3000. What's the extra special Hammer Time radio-only discount going to be?
All right. Well, we've got, for a first-time customer, is $49 off a duct cleaning. But don't forget, we do have extra specials for repeat customers. Some of our 52,000, many of them are ready to step up and do it again if it's been 3 to 5 years. We've got senior military, law enforcement, and first responder specials, too. Just make sure and call Lori today.
All right, 683-3000. You heard Peter. Call right now for that discount. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. If you like, kick back and relax in a recliner. Now is the time to kick back, relax, and save when you shop Town & Country Furniture's selection of 2018 model recliner and lift chair inventory. We're making room for 2019 models with a floor sample clearance sale that makes buying a new recliner or lift chair for your home more affordable than ever. Stop in and shop our recliners for the ultimate in comfort and savings. But hurry, our remaining 2018 models are going fast. Remember, Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
It's Bowerly to talk to you about the trees on your property for AJ's Tree Service. Were there any trees that suffered damage due to this past winter? Do you have overgrown trees too close to your property? Then call AJ's Tree Service today.
AJ's Tree Services. From tree to shining tree.
Call AJ's Tree Service and ask about their free spring assessment. AJ's Tree Service will evaluate the trees in your yard for free. From tree removal, plant health care, tree pruning, and stump grinding, if you have any concerns with your trees, take care of them now. Call AJ's Tree Service for your free spring assessment. 908-1282. 908-1282.
AJ's Tree Services. From tree to shining tree.
RV shoppers, it's here. The RV Mega Show starts April 10th in Buffalo. Free parking, free admission, and great giveaways and prizes. This Myers Mega Show will feature over 200 new and pre-enjoyed RVs, drastically reduced. Motorhomes, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and travel trailers from top brands like Dutchman, Starcraft, Forest River, and more. Come see our 2018s on final closeout starting under manufacturer's invoice. And check out the 2018 Dutchman Aspen Trail 1750RD for just $9,998. Visit us at the Erie County Fairgrounds, 5820 South Park Avenue in Hamburg, New York, April 10th through the 14th. We won't be undersold.
Saddle up and win with Casino Niagara's Wild Wild West Showdown promotion from March 29th to April 25th. We have $42,000 in cash and free play available to be won during the entire promotion. Draws are held every Thursday at 7:05 p.m. with four winners each week with a top prize of $7,500 in cash and free play. Swipe your player's advantage card daily for a free ballot and activate your ballots between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Thursdays. Plus, for every 10 slot points earned during each weekly contest period, you'll receive one additional ballot. Must be present to participate. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for details. No purchase necessary. Must be 19 or older. Don't miss your chance to saddle up and win your share of $42,000 in cash and free play with Casino Niagara's Wild Wild West Showdown, March 29th to April 25th. Casino Niagara, we're just playing more fun.
Alternative Buffalo's Kerfuffle, Friday, June 21st at Canal Side, presented by Ride, with live performances from Walk the Moon.
One foot in front of the other.
The Head and the Heart. Bishop Briggs, Catfish and the Bottleman, Atlas Genius, Houses, and Matt Mason. Tickets and VIP packages are on sale now at AlternativeBuffalo.com. Presented by Ride. Download the Ride app now. Search RIIDE.
30 years on the radio in Buffalo. That's a lot of leaking basements, roofs, and replacement windows. It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Hammer time!
10:51 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And Anatoly Upanchuk is my guest in studio from Ava Roofing. We're taking your roofing questions at 803-0930. 2 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting from the opening day of the show house. Yep, it's hard to believe it's already here. The unveiling of the Palmer Centennial House, 2 weeks from today. 288 Lincoln Parkway is the address if you want to make note of that. And this house is located in the neighborhood that was once the site of the Pan American Exposition. Probably Buffalo's best looking homes. The decorator show house this year at the Palmer Centennial House, and we'll be broadcasting from the opening day. And be sure to make a note in your calendar to come out during the month of May for a visit to the show house. You're supporting the Junior League of Buffalo. And get to see what we've done, which is the outdoor living room and kitchen with our beautiful Bella Kitchina outdoor kitchen cabinet product, as well as an outdoor living room gazebo with a retractable a solar shade. So good-looking stuff. And, of course, all the decorators have come together to renovate the show house for this year, the Palmer Centennial House, broadcasting live from the event opening day 2 weeks from today. My guest in studio, as I said, is Anatoly from Ava Roofing. And during the commercial break, we had someone text in. Anatoly, why CertainTeed over Owens Corning?
Dominic, we chose CertainTeed for two reasons, the great product and the heavier weight shingles. And the second reason is they offer $250 Cabela gift cards to any military background.
Oh.
But you do have to be certified through CertainTeed to give that that $250 Cabela gift card.
So you discount to the military, and then this is an additional discount. That they
so we do offer 10% military to the military discount to everybody that's in the military or is a veteran. And a $250 Cabela gift card from CertainTeed.
That's wonderful. Let's go to another text question, and then we'll go to Karen. Hold on the line there, Karen. Another negative of metal roofing is if, God forbid, there's a fire, it makes it much harder for the firefighters to cut holes in your roof and save your house.
Yeah, I agree with that comment.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that could be a negative in punching holes to let the fire ventilate in order for them to suppress it. I never actually thought of that. To the phones we go, and Tonawanda's next. Karen, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hi. We had a roof put in about 5 years ago, and they added some vents, and we've had trouble with the vents leaking.
Are they roof vents or soffit vents or ridge vents?
They're on the dormers.
Okay. Are they like gable end vents, or are they overhang vents? Okay.
No.
What kind of problem are you having? Water's getting into them?
Yeah, when it rains, there's some dripping, yeah.
So it obviously sounds to me as though that has something to do with installation.
Most likely it is a workmanship issue. And Karen, if you'd like, we can schedule in for roof inspection and see if we can narrow down the issue.
Yeah. It might be worth having that done just so that you can be assured that, there's nothing serious occurring here. And furthermore, have you called the roofer who did the work?
My husband goes up on, he oversaw what they did, after they did it, and he was very discouraged with the way they did things, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to call them back.
Yeah. Well, we hear that a lot in the industry, and it does come down to buyer beware on who you're dealing with. We try to lay out the protocols here for hiring a roofer. There's a lot of homework that a homeowner has to do to not fall prey to a bad roofer. And that's unfortunate. There's no licensing mandate across the county or across the state You've got to do your own homework. You've got to do your own investigating onto the background of the customer. The contractor. We talk about checking references. That's probably where the rubber hits the road. Wouldn't you agree, Anatoly, that if you go see work and talk to the homeowners, you'll get firsthand testimony as to whether it was good work or bad?
Yeah, so if you're looking for a contractor, we two tips we recommend. If you call your local building department and you can ask who does the most work in the area. And two, call local building suppliers, material suppliers, and ask them who purchases.
That's a good idea.
So and most of those guys will tell you who's reputable and, in a way, who's to stay away from.
Yeah. So another way to do your own investigating is to call the building department, I never thought of that suggestion. That's a really good idea.
Yes.
Calling customers too, because, the questions that you could ask are ones that you'd be concerned about, like how were they at cleanup? Did they show up, on time every day? Did the men throw cigarette butts all over the property? These are little things that mean a lot.
Yeah, so, and that's what you mentioned is you can put on the bass roof, but if you leave cigarette butts behind or you leave the job site dirty.
Just destroys the whole thing. Yep,
so the homeowner will not look at the roof. He'll be disappointed because now if the ground is dirty, what's on the roof?
Yep, exactly, right. And it speaks to the character and the respect that the contractor had for the job and for the homeowner as to how well policed and clean the job site is kept and left for the homeowner.
Yes. We invite customers. So when we give a quote and customer has decisions to make, we'll tell them on a random day, give us a call. We'll give you the site. And you can stop by for an hour just to look from the site and see what's going to be on your site.
That's exactly another good suggestion. So when you're shopping for roofing, make sure that you check out the roofer and their background and check references, as you mentioned, as Anatoly mentioned. Even call the billing department and the roofing supply houses. They'll tell you who's buying the most shingles. And I'm sure Ava Roofing will come up as a suggestion. Anatoly, before we leave the hour, let's make sure we mention your website and your phone number.
Yes, if you're looking for a free estimate, visit us at avaroofing.com. That is avaroofing.com, or call or text 716-990-4793.
Okay. We saw Anatoly put up a downspout last Sunday on Hammer Time TV. Good work with your hands there.
Yeah, it was a little rusty, but I got it done.
Be sure to watch Hammer Time TV tomorrow morning, as I said, on Channel 2 at 10:30. And another great show lined up for you next this Sunday and every Sunday on Channel 2. It's great having you as a sponsor of both radio and television.
Thank you, Dominic. Great to be here.
Okay. And we'll be seeing you next Saturday here in studio for another edition of the show. And remember, as I said, we're broadcasting from the opening day of the show house 2 weeks from today. We'll see you at the Buffalo Living Tour today. We'll be stopping out to a couple of sites ourselves just to see what's going on. So we'll look forward to seeing you out there. And be sure to stop in and see Aubrey in the showroom if you're interested in anything to do with home renovations and your kitchen, bath, the sunrooms, the outdoor kitchens. Aubrey's got all of that for you to see in our showroom till 1 o'clock this afternoon. A special thanks today to Jerry Craig and to Jason Somerville. And enjoy the nice sunny day. We'll see you next Saturday right here on WBEN. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.